Your Toast, Episode 6. Begin transmission.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Pure Toast Podcast Episode 6. If this is your first time listening, that's Pure Toast Podcast, programmed unassociated regional electronic traced one-to-one absolute sticky tools.
Toma.
Yeah, so, you know, if you want, you can get a hold of us, puretoast@gmail.com.
And you can find us on the blog at puretoast.blogspot.com.
Or you can call the hotline, it's real hot. 509-293-4983. That's 509-293-GWUD.
And ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time listening, I am Ben. And you are...
You forgot to give your radio name.
Ben, Big Papa Kaka.
And I am Craig Saxby, everyone's favorite Viking. So, it's been a while since we've done a podcast.
Not really.
Oh, it's been like a week and a half.
No, it has not
been
a week and a half.
It has. The last one came out in January 31, and today's like the 10th. We did it last Tuesday, I believe.
Man, I apologize, everybody. I've been, it's my fault. I'll take the blame
well,
for it.
No, it's not your fault. It's our fault. We've had some conflicting schedules, and some strong words have been flung between us, but we're
really?
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kind of yelled at you yesterday. Felt kind of bad. Ooh, what's going on out there? Oh, okay, here's the deal, we were gonna interview Timoteo today, but we're kind of in a hurry because Ben's going to Valencia and I'm going to Cade, Florida pretty soon.
I think I'll take this opportunity, since we're talking about Valencia.
I'm going to
Valencia to kind of celebrate with a couple of friends. It's Julia's birthday. Happy birthday, Julia, today, actually. She just turned 21.
Oh, wow.
And it's Richie's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, man. You know what we should get for him for his birthday?
What?
An axe. A fire axe.
We could just take that one out of the container it's in and put it in his bed.
Yes.
With a sticky note that says, happy
Feliz
birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumple. Ricardo.
Ricardo. Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Both of you.
Yes, happy birthday, boys and girls.
So, Ben, I'm real en ojado. Do you need your mic, Brett? Brett just walked in. He needed his microphone, but we're gonna keep using it. Screw him.
I gave him the talk to the hand.
Okay, so, Ben, I'm real en ojado, as we say here in Spain. And you know why?
That means pissed for you at home.
I am upset. My iPod does not work, and I want to kill myself. This is the third iPod that's broken in, like, within 6 or 7 months. And I don't even know. But here's what I discovered the problem is with Apple.
Let's hear it.
The thing is that Steve Jobs hates me. He wants to murder me because I won't use his products. But listen to this, Steve Jobs.
Probably because you didn't watch the keynote address.
I did. I watched the whole thing.
Oh.
Listen, here's something. I got to say something to you, Steve Jobs, because I know you're listening.
Steve Jobs.
I know he's upset because I don't buy his products. And he wants me to switch to use his products because he knows that I'm the coolest person in the world, and why would you not want someone like me endorsing your products?
Right.
Here's the deal, Steve Jobs. Maybe I'd switch to your products if you didn't keep selling me faulty ones that break. Gosh. Hang it up, Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Although I feel completely different, Steve.
No, well, here's the deal. I don't want to start a big argument about why I should not like Apple and you like Apple and all that stuff. But because here's the deal. I really don't have a problem with Apple. I think they're kind of cool computers. I mean, I know it's dumb that I think that they look cool, because that doesn't really matter when it comes to computers. But at the same time, who doesn't want things that look cool? I actually was interested in buying an iMac. And that would be in like 2 or 3 years probably, because my computer at home works. It's a pretty decent machine. And I don't really need a new one. But if I ever had money and wanted a new one. Okay. I keep rambling. Here's what I want to say.
Just say what you want to say.
I hate Apple because they keep making iPods and they never work for me. And I don't know why. It's just me. Robert's iPod works all the time, and mine was working just fine. I was listening.
It is kind of crazy because Well, I don't know. You said you had one before the... this is going to sound crazy. Craig's iPod broke the same time as my iPod broke, but that was about 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just got a new one over Christmas, right?
Yes.
As did I.
I've had it for like not even a month, probably.
And it broke, and it was a really nice one. Video, no, video, right?
Video. Well, I think watching videos on your iPod
right,
is
right,
dumb.
But it was a nice one. It was expensive.
It was. Okay, I was walking to class like 2 hours ago listening to Foo Fighters.
The Foo.
DOA. That's a good song. And then I go to lunch after class, and I come back here, and I'm walking down, and I pull out my iPod, switch the unlock switch, push a button. Nothing responds. Hey, Richie. What's up? I think he might be in Travis's room.
It's not going well.
No, this is not going well. I'm so in Ohio. I just want everyone to know we have been interrupted about 7 times already, and we've only been recording for 12 minutes.
And one of my friends just gave me the finger.
Okay, Ben, did you have anything you wanted to talk about? Because I don't want to talk because I'm so mad.
Well, Craig's pretty upset about his iPod. Okay, so now that we've got Craig over, we should... I don't know if any of you listeners want to send in your condolences to Craig. Maybe tell about your issues and...
Yes.
Not necessarily solely with iPods and Apple products, although I'm sure there's a bunch of them out there, but
there
you
are.
Can tell us all your traumas with electronic devices.
I need to say one more thing.
Oh, gosh.
If you do send us email, do not send me email that says Apple is better than Windows or that Windows is better than Apple, because I don't care.
That's not the debate here.
No, yeah.
There's no debate. It's just Craig venting. Anyway, okay, let's move on. You may or may not know our friend Teddy here. He was the one.
He hooked us up with that Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, he hooked us up with Littlefoot. Good guy, Teo. He was the one that just gave me the finger because I told him to leave.
Wait, since we're talking about him being a jerk and giving the finger, I also want to mention that he's not that great of a guy because he's leaving next quarter.
Oh, yeah, for his girlfriend.
Yeah, Nikki, I'm sure you're a nice girl, but what is that about?
As we say here in Spain, toma picho tazo.
What?
Yeah, I had to look at that on a napkin. Anyway, I don't know how long Teo's been doing this, but I'm pretty sure he's a ninja.
Oh, it's not even pretty sure. It's confirmed. I saw him rip a guy's heart out once.
Was it confirmed? Well, was it confirmed when you saw him do that, or punch the ball at 75 kilometers an hour?
Probably the ball.
Okay, because every time I try to sneak up on him or like throw a little, you know, like what do you call those?
Hands.
You know, hit him in the nuts or something. He always blocks it.
A grazer.
And like kills me afterwards. He grabs a little the tendon behind my knee and like yanks it out and stuff.
Yes.
Or like puts his yes. Or like puts his fingers in between my ribs. That hurts.
That's crazy.
However, we were having a conversation, him and I, walking up the stairs to our dorm, and I was telling him how impressed I was that he was a ninja and how cool he could do, like, all the cool stuff he can do. And then, like, yeah, he's, like, telling me, yeah, when I went to my ninja training, and then he fell on the stairs. And it wasn't, like, a normal, like, just, like, a trip and you catch yourself and go, although that would have been funny. But what he did was he tripped with one foot, but then, like, at the same time, tried to use the other foot to catch, and he slipped on that one, too. So he was, like, laid out on the floor and then got up real quick, and it was really, really, really funny. So, I don't know. I kind of want to ask the listeners also to email us or call or post on the blog your funniest fall stories, because no matter what, people falling is always funny.
Oh, old people falling is really funny.
Old people.
And not like...
Large people.
Not like old people, like... Ain't like people that are 90 and really gonna die if they fall and like break their hip. But I mean like adult people, like 35 years old, like businessman walking down the street with his briefcase and his coffee, and he falls down and his briefcase opens up and everything flies all over the place. Oh, I love it.
Well, that's kind of hard. That's kind of sad. But
no,
like,
that's funny.
Like ones where they like slip on the stairs, or like put their foot in a crack and fall. Anyway, yeah. So.
I'm still a little upset.
Greg is seriously just, like, sitting here pushing his iPod buttons.
It won't even turn on. That's the problem. Okay, well, since we're talking about iPod, you want to play a song here?
Yeah. Last time we played a song, I didn't get to choose it, but I did like it a lot. And I think it was a cover. Was the last one we played a cover, or the one before that?
Episode 4 we played Good Tree Bears, and then episode 5...
This is Jonathan Colton,
and then we played Chiron Made of Prime, and then last episode...
Was your brother.
Was my brother, I think.
This is a Colton song, though.
Yes,
right?
This is a Colton song.
And it's pretty much amazing because it's a cover of Baby Got Back.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, actually not a knight, I found out. The Sir part?
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the Queen paid a visit.
No, Jonathan Colton says so himself. Actually not a knight.
Oh, that's disappointing.
No, but, well, hey, the song's still good.
Indeed. Here it is. Enjoy.
LA face with the Oakland booty. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, you wanna pull up tongue. You notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh babe, I wanna get with ya. Take your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my pants. Use me, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romancing. Cause she's sweat wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas, yeah, fellas, yeah, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got or hit ya. But I gotta be straight when I say I wanna till the break of dawn. Baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So you can lose that Benz or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. gonna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold. So they toss it and they leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames and the magazines. You ain't it, this thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So lady, yeah, if the buddy's around, yeah, then you wanna triple X roll down. Yeah. Dial 1-900, Johnny C. And kick them nasty thoughts, baby.
Okay, Baby Got Back by Jonathan Colton. Hope you enjoyed it. You can check him out. what?
I don't know what I'm laughing about.
Anyway, yeah, I like how he did that song. It was kind of like very lovey-dovey, but not so much.
No, I know. That's a really good song.
Next item on the list. Oh, man, a couple episodes back, I told you guys how I got a piercing. And
the Ocho Gauge.
The Ocho Gauge. Which was actually more like a 14 gauge or 13
gauge. Yeah, but
we
are sticking to Ocho gauge.
Okay, the Oach. Well, I had it, and, you know, since we're at such a incredibly awesome school, the dean asked me to take it out.
This is an awesome school.
And he asked me to take it out in such a way that really, really made me angry. It's kind of like Craig is angry about his iPod, but a little bit more, like, frustrated because I can't go anywhere or do anything about it.
Right. We're just kind of stuck here.
Yeah. So, you know, I tried to... I did fight it for a couple of days. I did a couple of different things. But then, like, one morning, I had it in with only one ball on the top to kind of try to hide it a little bit. And one morning when I was in the shower, I was shaking my head or something, and it came out. And,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it came out, and I just didn't even care anymore. I was just like, well, this is too much hassle. F Paco Pepe. F the Estes Handbook.
Yeah.
F the world. It was kind of like an F the world morning.
Hang it up, Paco Pepe.
Hang it up, Paco. Ah, oh, that's not even his real name. It's something gypsy. Anyway.
Something gypsy.
Anyway, he's a Kitano.
He is. Well, hey, we had a couple calls and a couple emails. It's been a while since the last show, so these are sort of out of date, but not really. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, let's play this call from my neighbor, Lex.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Lex from Missouri. I just listened to your last one and thought you'd probably be pretty excited to know that my heritage is Swedish and Finnish, both Viking countries. I hope I'm on your next podcast. Peace, dude. Have fun in Spain.
All right, so that was Lex. Lex and I grew up together, like, across the fence. He was, like, my next-door neighbor for, like, 17 years or something. And now that I love Vikings, I'm really excited to realize that he is both Swedish and Finnish.
Yeah.
Because I think I may have known that. He may have told me once. Oh, and then he gave me an email that said that his mom was born Mormon. She's not, like, a practicing Mormon, but, like, Mormons are, like, really into, like, family history.
And polygamy.
And polygamy, yes, that too. But they traced her, like, her heritage back to, like,
wait.
To Eric the Red. How fierce is that?
Fierce.
We were reading about Vikings on Wikipedia, and...
You and I, or you and Lex?
No, you and I.
Yeah, okay.
And Robert. And turns out they drank out of human skulls.
Yeah.
Like, actually drank fluid out of human skulls.
Wasn't it weird? Like, the headings on those things, there's three of them, and I remember distinctly, I have photographic memory, that the drinking out of the skulls
yes.
was in the middle, But then there was like one above that that was like plundering and
plundering and pillaging.
So that was the one title. Then the drinking out of human skulls. What was the bottom one?
It seems like it was really fierce.
But it was really fierce, but I think it kind of sounded like... It made them out to be dumb people, but I don't think they were. You know, like...
They were not dumb people. No. They were geniuses.
Yeah, they drove those boats in the rivers.
And they were like, well, we don't need cups, we got skulls!
Yeah, it's pretty convenient.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah, that was fun.
I looked on eBay for battle axes.
Oh, here we go. Robert!
Roommate Robert pulls through.
Robert comes through again. You want to read that or should
go for it. I can't see it from here.
Okay. This is the three headings I was reading about. It was, instead of pillaging and plundering, it was savage marauders. You want to read it murderers because, you know, they're Vikings. Second one was skull cups, drinking skull out of cups. Human skulls. And the third one is uncleanliness. That's what made them out to be kind of, like, iffy, but...
But, I mean, when you're murdering you're thousands of people... Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a little blood on you. You got to deal with
you're
it.
You're preoccupied. You're not worried about your sanitary needs and, man. You know?
I bet Brina and Mandy are that savage. Like, they probably kill people all the time with their battle axes. Brina actually told me. I asked her. I was like, you guys are real Vikings, right? She looked at me like I was an idiot. I was like, well, I mean, you're, like, from Scandinavia? Yeah, I guess. Well, so what? Well, I mean, what's the deal with you and your Viking-ness? And she's like, well, I've been known to wield a mean battle axe.
Ooh.
I was like, whoa. So, yeah, we love Vikings.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I actually have some Swedish in me.
Do you?
Not enough to be called a Viking. Because on the other hand, I also have some Native American in me.
Well, but the Vikings didn't kill Native Americans like Spanish people did. Mm. So you're like double fierce with a little bit of nature magic in you. That's what the Native Americans have.
With a little peyote.
Peyote, too.
Peyote in my blood.
I'm lame. I'm like, I would say that I'm from the U.S. because I think it's dumb to say you're from somewhere else.
Oh, me too.
But here's the deal. I believe my dad's side of the family is like from somewhere in England or like Wales, which that's kind of boring because they just speak English. And then my mom's side of the family...
Wales isn't that boring, though.
Well, okay. I've never been there. I'm just saying. It's, you know, it's no...
I'm not talking about the nightlife. I'm talking about they had some history there.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's no it's no Tajikistan.
Yeah.
Turkmenistan. That would be rad. Mongolia. Genghis Khan. Okay. So my mom's side of the family is from Germany. Now, if you're German and this offends you, I don't care. I think Germany sucks. Here's what they've done. Started two wars and lost them both. Killed a bunch of Jews. They drink a lot of beer. And they make crappy cars.
And I don't really have the same opinion as Craig. But one thing I do think is funny is if you read Deutsch,
yes,
with an English accent...
Looks kind of like douche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doofies.
I don't actually hate German people. I'm not a racist against Germans. I just am not interested that my family's from Germany. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying out of all the countries in the world, Germany to me is one of the most uninteresting.
What about like Canada?
I actually really like Canada.
But is it interesting?
It doesn't have a lot of interesting history, I guess, but I don't know. I think it's pretty sweet.
What if you were from the Vatican?
That would be pretty rad. We should get somebody from the Vatican on the show.
Oh, man. I think we could get homie John Paul or whatever.
Yes. No, John Paul died.
Yeah.
It's now Pope... Oh, what's his name? Innocent? No.
Innocent?
Well, there was like 10 Pope
Innocents. Man, we are so cultured.
Well, we're not Catholic, so it's okay. Yeah. All I know is that like the white smoke came out of the chimney,
what's
so they chose
name?
Him.
His name's Papa in Spanish.
Yes, which also means potato.
Papa?
Yeah.
No, that's patata.
Yeah, but in a different kind of Spanish.
Vale. Okay.
We got an email from Melissa. And I'm not going to read the words exactly, but she was upset that I have mentioned twice that I was quote-unquote talking to someone at lunch about, you know, whatever. And she was mad because both of those times that I was talking to someone, I was talking to her. But here's the deal. I don't say who I'm talking to, like, in real, ever. Because it doesn't make sense. I forgot about that part.
We
got to
read that part.
Like, if I'm talking to my parents at home and I'm like, oh, I was talking with my buddy, you know, Ben, and they don't know Ben, what's the point of me even mentioning his name? I just say I was talking with someone. It's just, I don't even know. I'm still upset.
Also, in this email, I told Craig how he was talking about his names and how some nicknames don't really go well, and I told him how, well, my name does have a downside because some people in the past have said Ben Gay.
Yes.
And I got to the point where I could be like, for how long?
Oh.
And that really threw
like
him off.
Ben Gay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, Melissa totally just... She got points.
But I think she's wrong. But you... Okay, listen, you say what
listen
she wrote.
To this. Okay. It doesn't matter if she's wrong. Just that she wrote it. Because
yes.
It says... Craig Gay is better than Ben Gay because Craig ends in a G, whereas Ben does not. Thus, it flows better.
But here's the deal. I don't know if she realizes that Ben Gay is actually a thing.
Dude,
it's a medication.
Give her some credit.
No, I know. Okay, listen. And I don't think it flows better. It makes... Because Ben Gay, it just kind of... But Craig Gay, you have to say G twice. G-g-g-g. No, you don't do that.
Craig Gay.
Craig Gay.
What if you said Cry Gay?
Don't even. Don't even go there.
I'm going to tell Anna. Cry Gay.
I'm sick of Anna. Anna probably broke my iPod, jerk.
Hanging up Anna Fernandez.
Hanging up Anna Fernandez. Fernandez.
Oh, man.
Did you know that's actually her name?
No way.
Yes. Her name is Anna Fernandez Fernandez. And
Anna
she
forever.
Said it. She said it in class once. We got another call. This is from my friend Logan, who he's I went to high school with him. He's a good guy, and actually he's in Walla Walla right now, I think, playing basketball. So, you know, I don't know if they're gonna listen to this in Walla Walla, but it should be up by, you know, whatever. I'm just gonna play the call. All Stop right. looking at me.
I was looking at my toes.
My toes. Here it is.
Hey, Ben and Craigless. Craig, before you get angry about that, I'm not picking favorites or anything. It's just alphabetical. Ben coming before Craig. And, Craigless because you're in Spain and I'm feeling a little Craigless here. In case I didn't say, this is Logan, although I'm sure you recognize my voice. And I just wanted to, since this is my first call, I'd like to share a story about toast. And this takes place during the summer. And just so you know, during the summer, Duncan, my little brother, likes to walk around barefoot between the garage and the house. And the bottom of his feet are actually black. And Joel, your buddy, he was in your class. He was actually over, and he was making toast for some girl. And before he handed it to her, he wiped it on the bottom of Duncan's black feet. And she ate it unknowingly. Pretty sick, but that's my story about toast. Anyways, I've only listened to one episode, but it made me laugh. And that's about it. So, adios.
Thanks for that call, Logan. I think my favorite part of that call, besides the part where Joel's pretty good. He's a good guy, too. I went to school with him, like, in, I don't know, like... What's that thing called before high school?
Collegio?
No, before junior high.
Middle school?
No.
Elementary?
I think
that's
I went to
Collegio.
School. Oh, okay. I went to school with Joel from like third grade to like eighth grade. And we still hang out every now and then, like if I ever happen to, you know, be somewhere he is. But that sounds exactly like something he would do. My favorite part of that call is when Logan says, well, Joel Gerard was here and he was making toast for some girl. Like, he's just making toast for some girl. Okay.
You think it was premeditated?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make toast so I can put it on my brother's feet. Is his brother, right?
Well, it's Logan's brother. His name's Duncan. And he...
Duncan.
He's insane. Actually, maybe Duncan, you should call in as well. And, you know, that whole family, I wish you could meet them because they're, like, my favorite people in the world.
Man, black feet.
I miss them. Okay, I guess that's about it. So this show was a little unorganized. We were kind of... Ben is flexing. Sure. Are we supposed to talk about it on the show?
I don't know.
He's got some pretty big guns.
I think...
I think that's it. Oh, I wanted to mention real quick some of the things you guys can look forward to this month. We've got an interview with Tim Mateo coming up.
Which month? February?
February.
Because we are going to Madrid, Segovia, and Toledo next week. So.
But maybe I'll bring my computer and we'll record while we're there.
Oh.
We could maybe talk with Ana Fernandez.
Oh.
Or Luis Amoros.
That sounds like it could be interesting.
It would be real interesting. Okay, so here we go. We got an interview with Tim Mateo, which was going to be in the show, but, you know, didn't work out. Then we got interview with Calvin and Jonathan about Black History Month. They requested this.
Dude, it's Black History Month.
I'm real excited. And I guess Will can be in it, too, because he was talking to me last time we were playing poker. I was really mad because I lost a hand or something, and I was like, oh, I'm going to kill someone. He goes, whoa, not me, not the black man. It's Black History Month.
It's Black History Month.
So we got interview with Tim Mateo, interview with black fellows, perhaps an interview. Perhaps.
With black fellows.
Perhaps an interview with the resident Viking ladies. And, oh, I forgot to mention today, I was going to rant about how the new Fall Out Boy album is really bad, and I'm really mad about that, too.
I told you that. I told you
it's
the singles
horrible.
Aren't bad.
Oh, my goodness.
And usually the singles are supposed to be, like, the best ones on the CD.
Yeah, I know. We can talk about – I got something to say about singles, too. But we'll save that for the next show. So you guys be looking out. This is going to be a jam-packed month if we can get our act together.
I would say, like, the month from here until a month from now.
Yes. I would say the rest of this quarter is going to be real good.
All right, I'm down with that.
Yeah, we're up for a W. We're up for a win.
Maybe two.
Two. All right.
Take it easy, listeners.
We're out.
Oh, man. Bye.
I'm pretty sure there's rocks in this thing. Like, I see them. There's rocks.
End transmission.